So earlier in the program, we were discussing the show that aired on A&E last night called Buried Alive. And George said he watched 2 minutes of it, and then he had nightmares all night because he is very claustrophobic.
It was awful.
Well, let's open the door and welcome into the studio someone who can perhaps help you with this, George. It's our sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, Dr.
Wonderful.
Maxwell.
How are you guys?
We're doing okay.
How are you?
Are you guys good?
Guys?
Nice? Yeah,
yes.
We're fine.
Yeah. Wonderful. I just had a wonderful time out there visiting with Mark Cuban in the green room. Mm-hmm. Talking a little Mavs.
Talking Mavs, yeah.
That's right. I'm their sports psychologist, too.
So are you really?
I am, George. Thank you for knowing that.
Well, I didn't know that until just now.
There's his cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay, Dr. Maxwell?
Let's just get a little catch in my throat.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Do you need George to perform the Heimlich?
I would love that.
Love that? do you need that?
I heard you guys talking about claustrophobia and understand that one of you has an issue with it. Which one is it?
George.
And it's just the whole thing about, you know, being buried alive and that...
I've actually read the book on claustrophobia.
Have you really?
Now, that's interesting.
On the way over here.
Because you are America's most prolific author. You've authored or co-authored over 6,000 books.
6,173 books.
Unbelievable.
Yes, thank you. Yes, and the latest one is on claustrophobia.
And you just whipped one out on the way over.
Yes.
A book.
Yes. What else would it be?
I don't know.
Yeah, George.
What?
What?
Yeah, you didn't say that kind of word.
Something weird. No, this book is called Big World, Small Box, written by me, Chili Davis, and Lucky Whitehead. Illustrations by Bob Lilly, and a special forward by Vic Tabak's son, TV's Mel.
What an interesting group of people collaborating on this book.
It is a fascinating group of people, and I'm so glad that they worked with me. George, I don't blame you for this, but in this book, I explore some of the origins of claustrophobia.
Some of the what?
The origins of it.
The urgents?
Yeah, origins.
Origins.
Origins. Not only that, but I get into where claustrophobia comes from.
Well, it seems like the same thing.
A lot of people don't know this, and I don't blame you, George, for not knowing it, but claustrophobia actually begins in the womb at a time before we were born.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Some fetuses, and science really doesn't know exactly why this happens.
What?
They don't exactly know why this happens, but some fetuses react to the confined space of the womb, and it creates an anxiety imprint in the brain. And the neural pathways are then burned that way and created that way. And it's very difficult to unlearn what is learned in the womb like that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it
makes
is very
sense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So don't feel weird, George. In my research, it is normal and natural to feel uncomfortable being inside a woman like that.
Well, yeah. Are we still talking about claustrophobia or?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes. What? Do you not know medicine? I mean, come on. Get with it, Craig.
Just checking.
Okay. Get with it. You're just over there thinking about your spurs. Is that what you're doing?
Actually, I wasn't, but...
So, George, what I want to do is I want to put you under brief hypnosis and we can get rid of this
claustrophobia. Oh, I don't know. Because I don't think I can be hypnotized.
Just close your eyes.
All right. Close my eyes.
Listen to the sound of me voice.
Okay.
I want you to relax.
I'm relaxed.
Feel your muscles as they loosen, your biceps.
Why is he touching me?
Your abdomen. Your sphincter.
What? What are you talking about?
George, you're not...
Now,
you may feel a certain flutter of the eyelids. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and close your eyes if you would like.
Okay, they're closed.
You may feel an unbuttoning sensation around your belt buckle area. Ignore this. You may even feel a pleasurable sensation, like the interior of a mouth or
All right, this is ridiculous.
George, go with this.
George, please.
It's not going to work if you resist. Well,
just don't give him some clothes. I thought you could hypnotize someone from across the room.
Imagine yourself on a beach.
Okay,
maybe the water is so blue it hurts your eyes. Maybe the sound of the waves is like a metronome of white noise beckoning you into peaceful rest.
Yeah, I think I can see that.
I want you to imagine yourself lying on the warm sand, completely unencumbered by stress, by phone calls, by clothes.
Clothes?
I think it's clothes.
The sun is warm in your beauty.
Beauty.
Suddenly a friendly presence appears just behind you, just out of view. You feel his hand start to spread the tanning oil on your chest.
All right, stop it! This is not hypnosis. This is sort of weird fantasy.
I think the good doctor hypnotized himself.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry, I was just overcome by hypnosis.
He did.
All right.
He's so good, he hypnotized himself.
He has no idea what he's doing.
It's so powerful. All right. I'm groggy now. I just want to sleep. I don't know.
All right, thank you, doctor.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.
You need some help out of the studio?
You made me so happy.
All right, there he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. 840.